Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all things, Lord. Lord, thank you for even this day. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, O Lord, because you have been here present with us in this day that you have given us, that we might stand before you in the land of the living to declare the things that you want us to declare, Lord, according to your spirit, according to your power, according to your might. Yes, so I just want to talk about the greatness of God and how throughout the history of the world, how God has revealed his greatness unto men, and then how God has left us a testimony. A testimony, through the Holy Bible of his greatness, throughout the land. And that history is the Bible, as we know, is two part. It's history and it's prophecy. It's history and it's prophecy. Okay, and God revealed things to his holy prophets and his holy apostles, throughout time, and all these things that God has declared, through his prophets, has come to pass. And that just shows us how great God is. God is. And it doesn't matter if men don't believe or not. Your belief don't have nothing to do with the greatness of God, because he is God. He is God. And if you want to deny him, it doesn't matter. He's still going to be great. He's going to be great. He's going to show his greatness. Because even as God spoke, and he told Moses he can raise up out of rocks children unto Abraham. God chose Israel. Remember, and the only reason why Israel was able to stand because of one man, Abraham. Abraham, or God would have cut them off long, 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 long time ago, because they continually sin before the living God. But God remembered his promise that he made to Abraham. Remember, Abraham was just one man. He was just one man. Okay? When God made that promise unto Abraham, and he brought him out of the land of his fathers, and told him he would be a father of many nations, Abraham did not have any children. He didn't have any children. None. And God waited till Abraham was like 100 years old, and Sarah was like 99, and then she was able to conceive, And but throughout that time, Abraham still believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And through him, God fulfilled all his promises through one man. Through one man. The one man who only had one seed, which was Isaac. And God proved him by telling him to go sacrifice Isaac. But Abraham knew that even if he sacrificed Isaac, that God was able to raise him back up. That God would somehow raise his son back up from the dead. That's the trust and the faith that Abraham had in God. But God didn't allow him to kill Isaac. God provided a more perfect sacrifice, which was a symbol of Jesus Christ to come. That was just a symbol of things to come. That God had a more perfect sacrifice. That we don't have to sacrifice our children. That's not God. That's what the heathens do. That's what devil worshipers do. They sacrifice, their children and virgins unto those gods, which are demons, which are demons. They're devils that they're sacrificing to. God does not require that kind of sacrifice. And God in the Bible strictly tells you, and I repeat this one quote all the time: obedience is better than sacrifice. It's better than sacrifice. And so Abraham obeyed God. He obeyed everything that God told him when he left his father's house. He didn't know where he was going, but he never He never, never, never inherited the land that God said he would inherit. He just sojourned in that land that was promised to his seed, right? So because remember, Israel went into bondage for 400 years before they can come out and inherit the land. And then they rebelled against God in the wilderness, and they wandered in the wilderness another 40 years. Even after all those signs, after all those wonders, after all those things, they still did not believe because they didn't have the faith of Abraham. They didn't have that faith that Abraham had. Because if they did, then they would have never tempted God in the wilderness. And see, that's why by faith we stand. By faith, we don't have to see it. We just believe God. We believe God that the time is nigh. We believe God that judgment is at hand. Even as Noah believed God that judgment is nigh and is at hand. You can see the wickedness that's in the earth. You can see it. You can see it. Men's hearts are waxed cold toward the living God. They don't want to hear about God. They have no faith and no trust in God. But God will send his judgment upon this earth. He will send it. Even as God fulfilled all those promises unto Abraham. Remember, the prophets have prophesied about this day, about the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even Jesus himself prophesied that these things will come. But the day and the hour know no man. So we can sit around and wait and just continue doing sinning against the Most High God and not believe that these things don't come, but they will come. They will come. Even as God fulfilled all this promise unto Abraham, they will come. They will come. He was one man. One man. And he became a multitude of nations. A multitude of nations by the word of the living God, just because God promised it, it came to pass by his will and by his might. And God promises that if we sin, that if we continue to walk after our own ways, that he will bring judgment unto this land, that the days of tribulation are nigh and they are at hand. We must wake up and see that the coming of the Lord is near. It's near. It's even at the door. It's at the door. So we must repent. We must repent. We must repent and turn to the living God. Or we will die in our sins. We will die in our sins. We will have no protection from the man of sin, except we yield ourselves unto the living God. This is our only protection. This is our covenant with God. Obedience unto him is our covenant. It seals the covenant between God and us. It's not enough to say that you're saved. It's not enough to say that I believe. Because we know that faith without works is dead. You must be obedient unto the way of God, unto the will of God, unto the word of God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. The way all the promises of our Lord Jesus Christ can be fulfilled in you, the time is now. Wake up. Wake up. O sinful nation, wake up, O sinful church, wake up. We have denied him long enough. We have denied the living God by the way we live. We just run to and fro in this earth, not seeking God. And again, if you're not for God, he's not going to be for you. You better know the greatness of God. And by his spirit, he will commune with you day in and day out to fulfill all his will in you. But judgment is here. Judgment is here. Make no mistake about it. Judgment is in the land. You must turn to the living God. You must turn to the living God. It's all God needs is one man to declare all his works in the earth. One man whom God will endow with his spirit. And remember, God will also raise up the two witnesses before us. He will raise them up. And we know that the devil will kill them and their bodies will lie in the street for 3.5 days. But just so people can see that the resurrection and the life is in God, God will raise them up on after 3.5 days. Before the eyes of the world, whether that's on Facebook Live, whether that's on the news network, whatever way that will be, the whole world will be able to witness it. They will all see it. And they will see the power of the Almighty God, that he is life in itself. He is life. He is the creator of all things. We owe our lives, we owe our very existence unto the Almighty God. He is great and greatly to be praised. We must praise him and give him glory through obedience. Through obedience, we must obey the living God. Turn from your sins. Turn from your sins, because woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. It will fall. She will crumble before the Almighty God. Because we have a great Savior. And God will not tolerate sin at any level. He will not tolerate idolatry at any level, witchcraft, any level, fornication, all these things, lies, deceit. Men are continually perpetuating lies between the before the Almighty God. Your leaders, liars. They're not afraid to lie and to seduce people to believe these lies. Woe unto them. Woe. Woe. They will give account in that day, because God will hold them responsible for their lies and their deceit, because they have deceived the people. That the people should go after them. You know, people just go beyond. Well, I saw a car the other day with a Trump sign on it. And not only that, I walked by the car, the seat covers with his face on the seat covers. Now you tell me who these people are worshiping. They ain't worshiping God. Remember, God is a spirit. They ain't worshiping God. They worshiping a man. They worshiping a man. They put all their faith and all their trust in this one man. Why? When you have the living God, and he's proven to us throughout time his greatness. He's left us his history. He's left us his prophecies that we might see that he is God. And beside him, there is no other. You can worship other gods if you want to, but they ain't gods. They are nothing. Again, even as Elijah proved that Baal was not a true god, he never responded, to the point that Elijah mocked him And God was able to rain down fire from on high and consume that sacrifice, which was drenched in water. You see, that's the greatness of God, the greatness of our God, who can depart the Red Sea. This is our God who separated Israel by the blood that was placed on the doorposts, on the lintels. This is our God. This is our God. This is our God. He is greatly to be praised. And we will praise him and honor him because he is God. There is no other. There is no other. You better choose you who this day whom you're going to worship. If y'all going to go with Trump, go with Trump. Go with Trump and see what the end will be. It will be damnation unto you and unto this nation. Damnation. He can't deliver your soul from hell. He's not able to. He himself is subject to the living God. Even as Pharaoh found out, even as Nebuchadnezzar found out, they are all subject to the living God. You understand? Open your eyes and see the truth. The truth is before you. And that truth is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Lord God Almighty. That's it. That's it. These things were revealed throughout time. That way men can know that God is God. That's just one thing. It's many things that God has shown us. That we might see that he is God. And it's not like hit and miss. No. It's 100%. It's no hit and miss with God. No hit and miss with God. If God says it, it will come to pass, and you better believe it. And you can sit and you can doubt and you cannot believe, and you can say, well, they said Jesus was coming and he ain't come yet, but he will come when you least expect him to. He will come like a thief in the night. But our spirit bear witness that these things are true. Even as Abraham believed, we believe. Even as David believed, we believe. Even as Moses believed, we believe. Even as Paul believed, we believe. Because he is God. He is God. And we've received the testimony of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through his spirit. Through his spirit. The Holy Ghost don't lie. It reveals. It teaches. It shows you the way where you should go. And it's no mistake. Like I said before, even when I go out and minister, it's 100%. When I go where God sent me out, it's 100%. It's always the right place to go. Always. I have no idea sometimes where I'm going, but when I go, it's always fruitful. Always. As it is designed by the living God. So I don't worry about it. I just go as God tells me to go. When he tells me to stand fast, I stand fast and seek his face. Because I know it's needed that I might be renewed in the spirit. Because we need spiritual renewing. We need it that we might continue to do the work of the living God. And it's a must. And my spirit rejoices every time I'm renewed by the living God. It rejoices. Because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. This is my strength. This is my salvation. Thank you, Father. Because we know that the end is near. The end is near. The end is near. And judgment will be poured out upon this land. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. You must repent and turn to the living God. You must repent. Repent. Repent, O nations. The wrath of God is coming. And God has a mighty hand. It's a mighty hand. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember these things. Remember these things. There's only one kingdom that will stand throughout eternity, and that's the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our God. Every other empire has fallen. The Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, all these, America too will fall. We can trust in this nation if we want to, but she will fall. She will crumble before the living God. Because of all the sins that's in the land, all her idolatry, the witchcraft, the lies, the deceit. We'd much rather believe a lie than the truth. So God will give us over to all these things. He will give us over to all of them, that we can be consumed in our lust. Even as Israel lusted after meat, and God gave them raw birds to come into the midst of them. And the Bible said they lusted so bad that the meat came out of their nostrils, and God wanted to consume that people right then and there. But Moses prayed for them. He prayed. He prayed for them that God not destroy his people, and that God remember his promise with Abraham, Isaac, and with Jacob. And God did. But God allowed that generation not to see the promises. They did not see the promise. They died in the wilderness because of their lust. Because they continually tempted God with their unbelief. Even though his greatness was revealed in the midst of them continually. And this is the way God has shown us his greatness. He's shown us his power and his might through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through his Holy Spirit that he has given unto us. We don't need magic. We don't need sorcery. We don't need witchcraft. We have the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of the living God that abides and that rules in us. This is the power and the might of God. And we must serve him. Serve him now. Serve him now. Serve him now. And surrender your will unto the Almighty God. Surrender your will unto him. We don't need anything else. All we need is the promises of God. And he will fulfill them in you in these latter times. He will. He will allow you to commune with him through his Spirit. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord in these last days shall be saved, shall be saved. We must call upon him now. Now. He is our faith. He can reconcile us unto himself through his Holy Spirit. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. Yield yourself to God even this day. Yield yourself that you not be a prisoner of your flesh, which is corrupt by nature. It is corrupt. And it will not do right. But you must walk in the Spirit. That way you can reap all the blessings and all the things that you have sown in the Spirit. And it's a sort of wonderful thing to walk with the living God. Day by day, This is a daily walk with God, day by day, giving service unto Him, day by day, communion with Him through the Holy Spirit, day by day, trusting in Him, and through time and patience, bringing forth good fruit. And this is what we need. We need time. We need patience. And God can build us brick by brick, stone by stone. God know what our end will be, what the end product in us will be. God is looking for that finished product. But it will be refined by the fire. Tried and true. So we must serve Him in the beauty of holiness. So repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Remember, John baptized with water, but Jesus baptized with the Holy Spirit. So we must repent and become a part of this holy nation through the promises of one man, even Abraham, that we might be partakers of God's promises through him. Father, I give you the glory. I give you the praises. I give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.